Hello, welcome to Adriana's Mystic Connections, and this is a live show, which of course you can tell because when you are live, things happen. I apologize for the delay. I was having trouble getting in today, and I am at New Beginning Psychic Fair in Burton, Michigan, and I'm thrilled to be. And if you want to come visit me here in Burton, which is near Flint, very near Flint, I will give you 50% off of a reading. So as I'm talking to you, I'm also backing out of a parking spot. So that's why I sort of sound like I'm doing something while I'm talking. I am, but we're just setting up. We're getting our tent ready. Today, we are going to be talking about the wonderful Great Lakes Retreat, which you have heard me talk about before, for those of you loyal listeners, and you know that this is where I really got started on my path as a psychic, as an energy healer, doing these types of classes that are offered at the Great Lakes Retreat. So before I went to the Great Lakes Retreat, I was aware that I was a psychic medium, and I was aware that I had healing skills. But there's a difference between being natural, and I was natural, and being trained. So, for instance, let me just give you an example. You could say that a baseball player is a natural talent, and that person can roll out of bed every day and hit a home run. That person is blessed because they have that skill. But if that person doesn't train, if that person doesn't learn the best way to hit a ball, learn to slide correctly, then et cetera, baseball terminology, that person is never going to be as great as someone who practices. Practices, goes out there, trains their body, trains their mind, because baseball is just as mental a game as mediumship. And the person who is a natural talent and yet trains, goes to classes, practices, meditates, and gets feedback, that person is going to be the one who ends up better. Because they're going to be trained. They're going to know what they're doing. And at the Great Lakes Retreat, then, that's where I started my training. That's where I was told, yes, you're psychic. Yes, you can connect. Yes, I can feel your healing energy. You're an amazing healer. Now let me show you how to ground. Let me show you how to protect. Let me show you how to take away. Let me show some different options you have as a healer. Make sure you're not using your own energy. Make sure you're using universal energy and channeling that. So with that training, I was able to become me, the who I am today. And I owe so much of my journey to the Great Lakes Retreat. And I'm so grateful. I was brought to the Great Lakes Retreat by my mother, who had been going, had been a member of the Great Lakes Retreat for many years, I think 10 years at least, before she brought me. And she brought me kicking and screaming because she told me things like, it's relaxing. and you're really going to enjoy yourself. And it's meditative. It's good for you. And all those things that I was in my 30s, and I thought, oh, well, that sounds boring. But then I went and I found out it was Hogwarts for adults. And I am so blessed to have with me today Cindy Berry Addis. And she is one of the committee members who puts this wonderful retreat together. And so with no further ado, Cindy.
Hi, Adriana. How are you today?
Hello. Oh, a little flustered, but otherwise wonderful.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, sometimes we just have to learn to go with the flow of how things happen, and I know that can sometimes seem challenging in the physical form, but we get through it, especially if we listen.
Yes, and I was definitely having a challenge listening this morning. I'm at this fair, and I was trying to decide which spot I wanted, and I went back and forth and wasted about 15 minutes trying to decide when I should have started off with guides. Where do you want me? Where do you want me?
Yeah, so, where is the best place?
Cindy, how many years have you been going to the retreat?
Well, I have been on the committee 29 years, so this year. And so I was probably there a year or two ahead of that as a non-committee member. So I would say, you know, over 30 years. And we've been meeting there at Olivet for 35 plus years.
Hundreds of people come.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, usually we have, you know, it's nice. It's not too large of a number, but 150, we'd like to be up to 200. Sometimes back in the old days, we had that many when we didn't have a lot of, people didn't have a lot of options available to them as they do now with all the information online and all the books that are available. But, we've had over the years, you know, 150 people come to this, and it's just a wonderful experience. Like you explained, how you really kind of awakened to and really started to work with your gifts because you were able to use them in a way that was practical and disciplined. And I think that's important because otherwise we don't know what direction to go in. I mean, we can listen and we know we have gifts, but we don't know how to use them. And the Great Lakes Retreat is a wonderful way to get in touch with different modalities of healing and different information on many psychic and spiritual thought systems that are available. There's so many different processes out there, and we like to, you know, have a wide variety of things for people to look at. So that's why we have, you know, the 12 workshops that meet throughout the week for the entire week, 6 in the morning, 6 in the afternoon, and then we have in the morning and afternoon the single sessions. We have 22 of those this year with a variety of different things for people to choose from. We have the special events and we have, you know, the free time, the things that people do, the counseling sessions and the gift center and the bookstore. And so anyway, we just have so many things that we've developed over these 35 plus years and of meeting at Olivet College. And we have a lot of people who refer to the Great Lakes Retreat as their, you know, kind of spiritual family reunion. They come every year to reconnect with those people that they've known and who've been coming for many years as they have. And we also have lots of new people because we have, you know, the one-day free coupon that we are offering for people who've never been there before. They can come and experience the Great Lakes Retreat for free for a day. Or if they decide they want to come for the week, they can have a day, you know, that amount subtracted from the entire tuition for the week. So it's really an amazing opportunity for people, and it's very affordable, and everything is included, the lodging, the meals, and we have so many things going on. We have lectures, we have the morning and afternoon workshops, we have the free time activities, and then in the evening we have the Zodiac Zone and message circles. So all those things are just amazing opportunities to be a part of this kind of energy for a week where you really don't have that chance in your daily life.
So for more information, go to this website, thegreatlakesretreat.org. Thegreatlakesretreat.org. And I'm going to be there as a counselor. I'm also going to be teaching a two-day class on angels, and I will be, during that class, also helping you create angel oracle cards. So every participant will be creating four angel oracle cards, and you're going to get to know angels better, and you're going to get to know how to communicate with, and you're going to get to know background of angels, where angels came from in history. And we're going to talk about the dark angels, too, and a lot of falsehoods, and we're going to set the record straight. The thing that I love most about the Great Lakes Retreat is this is a week that charges me up spiritually, that takes me, recenters me, grounds me. This is a place where if you're learning, this is a place you would like to be. This is a place where you can practice on people. There's opportunities for you just to be open and talk with other people about your experiences, what you're trying to create. And if you are an experienced person, this is the best place for you. You can come, you can mingle, you can network, you can take classes, you can broaden what you provide as far as services and broaden your knowledge. And it's no matter, I have seen people there 13 or 14 walking around with wide eyes all the way up to 80, 90 walking around with wide eyes. It is the perfect experience for a spiritual being. Now, you might ask the question, why should I go in this day and age when I can find out anything I want online? And, you know, thank God, what do we do without the net? We're the most informed of any generation of humans in the history of the world. We have information at our fingertips.
Yeah.
And here I am doing a radio show on the internet.
Yes.
So why should we know? What is the reason why?
Yeah, and I agree with you, Adriana, because the earlier you said you get charged, people refer to that as they get their battery charged for the year where they come and they're in this very high vibrational energy then, and you just are filled with vitality, and it's kind of like your battery gets stored up with all this spiritual energy and all this knowledge and wisdom, and then you take that out into the world and it kind of shines like a flashlight, you know, or a beam of light in the world, and you go back to your regular life, but you have all of this wonderful knowledge and wisdom and energy that's been charged up. I mean, maybe you went to the healing center and had a healing, and or maybe you received a wonderful healing at the healing service that we have on Wednesday nights. Or maybe in a certain counseling session with a reader, you got very important information that helped you make a decision in your life that you weren't sure what to do. I mean, it's really an incredible place. There's just no place like it where you're surrounded by this energy for an entire week. A lot of people will go, you know, like you say, online, or they'll read a book, or maybe they'll go for a weekend workshop, or they'll take a class, but it's just not the same as being surrounded in it. It's kind of like once you
the
get
same.
There and you
it's
get
like,
that, yeah, when you get hooked on
like
it, I think, kind of.
You do. It's like visiting the Grand Canyon. Is looking at the Grand Canyon through the internet the same as visiting the Grand Canyon in person? And breathing here and looking and walking and touching. This is one of the things that I cherish about this week is this is a week away from the world. The world kind of goes and does its thing, but we're not watching the news. We don't have TVs there. We do. But they're not, like, in your room or anything. You would have to really search to find a TV. And
I think
you're just
one in the lounge.
We all need that downtime, that decompression time where you're away from technology. This is your week where you get to be inherently spirit. And even if it's a day, okay, you just say, okay, I can only give a day. I can't do a whole week. Come and give yourself a day of spirit.
Yes. Yes. And really, you know, if you think about it, you have all these wonderful people who are teaching classes, and they all have guides and angels working with them, and they come to the retreat along with these teachers. And then all the people who come to the retreat all have guides and angels that are working with them. And so you just have this powerhouse effect of all of these magnificent beings and spirit who are gathered with us, you know, those of us in physical form, but then you have this amazing vortex of energy that's around the college and around us because of everyone who's there sharing it on the higher levels of awareness.
Now, I've gone to expos, and of course, I'm a person who vends at expos, and I've gone to, and I've lectured there, and the energy's been wonderful at these expos and these fairs, and it's all wonderful. But at the same time, when you go to an expo and a fair, the point of that is sell, and you're getting value. Of course you are. And there's wonderful things here, but it's not the same as being in a learning-centric environment where the goal is to peel back a layer of your soul, uncover a little bit, and see what's underneath. Cindy, I want to share with you, I had a reading. It was my first year there, and I was so blessed to have that reading with, oh, my God, her name just escaped me, Joy Behar, and, oh, I hate my, I'll remember her name. And I was sitting with her, and I had never done readings like this before. I had had readings at psychic fairs by people. I had had readings. I had never had a reading like this before. And she said, Adriana, I love that name, Adriana, your soul is bored.
Said,
what? She said, your soul is tired of all the rat race that you find yourself in, all the day-to-day dull activities. Your soul is asking for more. Your soul is asking you to open up and become. Mm. Become the wise woman that you are. And I was pretty much like, whoa.
I know. It's an amazing experience. Amazing experience to all of a sudden connect with someone who has a message for you that causes you to open up to parts of yourself that you didn't know were waiting. And it's really powerful. It's like being at college for spirit. And I think, you know, because we meet at Olivet College, there's already an environment of learning anyway, and it just puts you into that framework. And it's such a powerful experience to be in these classes, and yet it's fun, and it's, you know, people are just thrilled with the information that they get, and it's almost just indescribable. You can't really explain it to someone who hasn't been there, and yet here we are trying.
You really can't explain it. My mother was trying, and she was saying the things that were important to her, and it failed. Yes. And then she was dying, and I knew she was dying. Everyone knew she was dying. She had been given 6 months to live, and she said, I want you to come with me. And how can you not do that for someone in your life, like your mother? You know, I mean, I'm like, fine, mother, I will come. You know, but she had to be on her deathbed. And then I went with her, and I was so amazed. I was astonished. I was blown away. You found our peeps. You know how you feel, my listeners? You know how you feel disconnected, not part of the world sometimes? Like you have that smile on the outside, so that people don't know how fragile and how different you feel separated from the world on the inside, because you and I both know you are not of this world. You are for this world. You are here for this world. And thank you for being here for this world. But you are not made of physical stuff, my starling.
Yeah.
You are, and this is your family. These are your people.
Yeah.
This is a place where you can be the authentic, genuine you.
Yes, and I think, you know, Adriana, people are really struggling because the energies are changing so quickly now, and people trying to integrate things, and they don't realize what's happening. And you can get to come to a place like the Great Lakes Retreat and have a healing that helps balance you so you can receive and process the new energies that are coming in. Because life seems like such a struggle sometimes in the outer form, and we're all trying to make our lives work, and yet there's something else going on, and we don't have the focus or the energy that we've had in the past. And so coming to a place like the Great Lakes Retreat can help kind of get you reoriented and refocused and help you process what's happening, you know, to the physical form by all the new energies that are coming in.
Listeners, you are worth this. You have the choice. You can be like me, who had to be dragged kicking and screaming by my mother, and then find out, oh my gosh, I've been looking for this place my entire life. Or maybe you're a lot more open than I was at that time. Go to thegreatlakesretreat.org to see for yourself and come visit us. One day free. Pretty amazing.
Yes.
You can come check us out.
Yes. Yes, just come and check us out for the one day for free. You want to get in touch with our registration person, Christina, and you can send her an email at christina@thegreatlakesretreat.org, and she will...
Is that Christina with a K?
Yes,
Christina with a K.
Yes, it's in our brochure. I'm going to double-check here just to make sure that I'm giving everyone the right information. But, yeah, Christina... KRISTINA@thegreatlakesretreat.org. You can send her an email, and she will get back with you. She'll send you a brochure, but you don't even need that. You can just go online. Our brochure is online, and there's so much more information there. There's information about all the workshop leaders that we couldn't really fit into the brochure itself, and there's a wonderful place to click on that's helpful tips for newcomers, information of things to bring that people who have been coming for many years have kind of contributed and said, oh, this is helpful and that's helpful. And so I would really urge people who are listening to at least go and look at our website and kind of see all the different things that are available and think you'd like to attend for one day for free, send an email to Christina and she will help you out with that.
And if you come and you mention my name, I will give you a 15-minute free reading on the side. Just to see,
ooh.
Oh, I'm so glad to meet you in person. We'll go off to the side and go, hey, okay. I just want to give you a gift of spirit for listening and for coming and for becoming. And we're all becoming. We're all growing. We're all learning. We never stop. And we all need this recharge. Cindy, we're coming up to the half. A point where it's just where I start doing readings for people. Now, I wanted to just give you a few moments to talk about your wonderful self.
Oh.
I know you're an amazing artist. I actually still have a beautiful goddess necklace that you made. And then you also work with a book, The Course of Miracles, which is what I consider... not the Old Testament, New Testament, but rather a different line of messages channeled from Yeshua himself.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, A Course in Miracles is just an amazing process. The goal in studying A Course in Miracles is inner peace. And it doesn't mean that your life is going to be perfect and everything will be peaceful, but it means that you will be looking at all the things that need to be healed in order for you to have peace, no matter what the outer world looks like. And the process that is used is called forgiveness, but it's not really forgiveness in the traditional Christian sense where you recognize what someone did, and because you're a good person, you'll forgive them. It really is, means to release and let go of the past. And we do that by asking for guidance from what is called the Holy Spirit, the voice for God. And that becomes a voice that can really be, you can listen to all day long and ask for guidance and help. And you learn to do that by reading the text and by doing the lessons. There are 365 lessons, one for each day of the year. Usually people take a little more time than that to do it, to complete it. And then there's a manual for teachers at the back of it. And it just is a wonderful process of looking at the parts of yourself that need to be healed, but doing that in a way that is loving rather than fearful. And it's a beautiful work. Jesus was the channel for it, or Yeshua, like you said. And it took 7 years to complete. The two people who were responsible for that, the woman, Helen Schuckman, took down the information from Jesus in a kind of a dictated form, and it took 7 years for her to get all the information and then put it into this beautiful book. And I highly recommend it to anyone, but there are many groups that study A Course in Miracles, but you can really just study it yourself as well and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you through the process. It's just an amazing book. And miracles are defined as, in the Bible, they would say a miracle is like the hand of God coming in and changing a situation. But in A Course in Miracles, it's really, as you heal your perception of things, they begin to look different, and that is considered the miracle. Yes, it's the way that you're seeing completely changes, and then your life really becomes filled with inner peace. So that's kind of the short version of it.
And you teach classes on this, and if someone wanted to get a hold of you for a class, how would they reach you?
They could email me. You can email me at cindy@thegreatlakesretreat.org or The Grange, that would be Grange, G-R-A-N-G-E, at AUIS.net. Either one. I'm also listed with the Miracle Distribution Center's study group that they have. They have it listed. They have listed study groups from all over the world, and I'm also on there. So they could certainly look me up on their website.
And that's Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y.
Yes, at thegreatlakesretreat.org or Grange. At AUIS.net. Yeah, either way, that would be great.
Wonderful. Okay, would you like to stay on while we take a few callers?
I'll let you handle that, Adriana. I still have some work to do with my horses outside, so I will let them hear your wonderful messages, and we'll see you at the retreat.
Okay, give those horses a kiss for me.
I will do that. Okay.
Horses.
Thank
you for joining me.
You're so welcome. Have a good play. Whatever you're there on, you're at a spirit fair. Have a good time, and we'll see you in July.
All right, looking forward to it.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye bye.
Bye. Oh, and July is 1 month away. 1 month away. I'll be here before we know it. Caller, area code 252, what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Sylvia from Virginia.
Hello, Sylvia. Welcome to the program. And I have a tradition of asking my callers a question. Since you folks like to ask me questions, I like to ask you questions. So my question for you is, why is it important to make time for spiritual practice in your life?
Why? Well, it builds your boundaries. So when you encounter negative energies, you're supposed to be able to deflect them, you know, just with how strong your spiritual life is. So many of us
have been wounded as children or through some process in the growth of our spirit most of us have been wounded in some way or another. And many of us have trouble with boundaries. Some of us have trouble saying no. And through raising your vibration and getting in touch with your soul and peace, healing that inner child, it's easier to have those boundaries. It's easier to say no. And as you get more in peace and more aligned, you will find out that some of those negative energies that may have been drawn to you in the past just are not anymore. It's just the whole experience changes. You know, I have an angel for you, and I'm not sure why, but I see an angel for you, and I definitely have a feminine I have two. I have a feminine angel and I have a masculine angel. And the message that I'm hearing for you, and I know you haven't asked me a question yet, but the message I'm hearing for you is don't give up. Keep on going. And they're saying they know it's hard right now, but they're saying keep going. And they're showing me that you're much closer to the end of the tunnel than you think. You know, it's darkest right before the dawn, and you are so close to that dawn. They are telling me that. You're also showing me that you are a wounded warrior, so your heart has been hurt in the past, and that you had an opportunity to strike back or be mean or be vindictive, and you chose not to go that route. And so they are applauding you for that. And instead, you're going a different way. And you're just wondering if it's the right way. And they're saying, yes. They want you to be kinder to yourself. Do the nice things that you need to do for yourself. Mm-hmm. And they're showing me that money is an issue. And maybe a slight issue. Just making sure that you have enough to make ends meet.
Right.
And they're showing you that that's going to change in the next 4 to 6 months, but you have to keep forging ahead. And in the meantime, I think you're going to be finding yourself supplied in ways that you didn't think you would be. Like, things will just happen so that you're supplied. And then that 4 to 6 month time period, you're going to be in a better place financially. I think work is somehow going to get better. Maybe that's a raise. Maybe that's a different job. I'm not sure. Maybe it's just there's something. But they're saying there's a pattern of behavior that you are ending or have ended.
Mhm.
And they're saluting you for it. Mhm.
Okay.
Okay. What's your question?
Well, I don't know. Well, since Spirit's telling me to just go straight ahead, because I was going to make a detour, and I wanted to know how you felt about me going to Tennessee, because somebody told me to apply for a job in Tennessee, and if I was to get it, you know, would that be a better place than the original place I wanted to move?
What's the original place you wanted to move?
Like,
because I'm not getting a humongous hit on Tennessee, I have to be honest with you. Tennessee, it feels like a nice place to visit for you.
Yeah,
a great place
but how about
to visit.
The list?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's the other place? I want door number two.
Florida, but like Key West, Florida.
I'm not sure about Key West, but Florida. You know what I heard? Did anyone ever call you Honey Child?
Yeah, I say that a lot. Yeah, I don't know. It comes to me every once in a while, and then I'd be like, and then all of a sudden I'd be calling people Honey Child. Let me tell you. Yeah.
That's what they said. That's exactly what they said. I think you have a guy that likes to call you Honey Child. You somehow have roots in Florida or family in Florida or a Florida connection.
Okay.
Because they are signaling Florida. I'm not sure Key West, though.
No,
Might be further north.
Yeah, it's a little bit off, but that's the
It's not
well,
West,
yeah, I know
it?
What you're saying. Huh?
It's not as west as Key West.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wait. Oh gosh. So much love is coming for you right now, right this minute, through me to you. So much love. Someone is crying because they love you so much. It's not because they're sad, but it's because the level of emotion is so deep. They love you so much. And they're saying it doesn't matter, Florida or Tennessee. It's your destiny, and you can be whomever you want. It's just a matter of taking that step and becoming who you are. But because you are finally understanding your divinity, but it's going to be easier in Florida.
Yeah.
Tennessee is a mirage. And that person means well, but they have their own problems they
mindset.
Need to solve.
Yeah, right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Got you. All right.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for having me. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Spirits bless you. Angels bless you. Bless me. If you would like a reading with me, you can reach me at mysticconnections.com, mysticconnections.com, or you can write me at Adriana@mysticconnections.com. You can even text or call me, 248-379-7324. Area code 780, welcome to the program. Is this Jay?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
I always love talking with you.
Oh, same with you.
How are you doing on your yoga transformational journey?
Well, it's been spontaneous. It's been a little bit tiring because I'm just, I'm in the last basically week of it, and then next 40 days after that, basically. So end of July. So looking forward to just taking a day at a time.
Mhm.
Yes.
You've been very good about it. You stuck to your word, and you kept going on your journey.
Yes, it's going to be. I feel the payoff is going to be great, internally, spiritually, and. As you were saying about the importance of spiritual practice, yes, it's. I feel that the tenacity and just doing it is actually very important in our growth of our spirit, but also our physical body too. I feel that the times. I feel that right now, maybe in the time that we're living, next 20 to 30 years is going to be very. I think it's going to be tough on humans. In a way of just living, I think, just the amount of the chaos that's out there. So I feel that's going to be very important in our daily practice and also daily understanding and how to deal with the chaos that's in the world that's outside of us.
Mhm. And the GreatLakesRetreat.org is the website, GreatLakesRetreat.org. If you're interested in joining us at the retreat, and Jay, you should come. You should definitely come.
Yeah, it'd be great to go. I'm a little far away, but that'd be interesting to go there.
Yeah, would. I'd love to meet you in person. Can I ask you, because for some reason, upper middle back, I'm getting a hit. So do you have an issue with upper middle back right now, or does someone you know have an issue with upper middle back?
My back's was okay, so... I mean, I'm still exercising it, but, yeah.
Yeah, upper middle back, seems like there's some soreness or a blockage. I'm not sure if that's you or someone connected to you.
Maybe me. Or my mother,
okay.
I don't know. I haven't talked to my mother in a bit, so.
Okay. Whomever that is, they need to breathe. They need to open up their lungs, and as they do, they need to open up their arms, breathe in deep, and just sort of do that thing where you try to get your shoulder blades to touch in the back.
Yep.
And then extend out again. And there's tension there, so it's a beautiful thing. I'm not sure it's you or someone connected to you, but yeah, maybe explain to your mother how important breathing is, because yoga is first and foremost learning how to breathe correctly, learning how to do this deep breathing and connecting with your body as far as that's concerned. Do you have a question for me today, or were you just calling in to say hey and share your journey with us?
Let's just say hello. I don't really have a question for you. I'm just going to be do my practice today, and just that's about it. So,
I love hearing your voice. Thank you for calling in and being a part of the show, and I really appreciate your energy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And let us know. Keep us in touch with your journey. So look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you so much. You too.
Thank you.
Bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 813. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
813.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. Good. And your name and where are you calling from?
Angela from Florida. And I think my back is Florida.
Oh,
and my back
that was
has
you.
Been messed up for it's been messed up for like 2 days straight. It hurts so bad and I don't even know what happened.
Okay.
It's just a sharp pain in my back and it hurts.
A deep breathing exercises and, you know, take your arms and sort of do that chicken wing thing where you're pulling them back so your shoulder blades can kind of touch. Do that. You need some healing in that area because there's muscle tension. I think you keep your tension there or stress there.
I keep stress
Yeah. So a massage would be great if you can have someone just gently massage. I don't know. I'm not thinking chiropractic. I'm thinking more massage and just being gentle and exercising for you, which would be just the strengthening and the stretching. Certainly not picking anything up right now. No weight training right now.
No. I'm 104 pounds. I've had three babies. I'm in shape.
I want to caution you, so I'm going to caution you. And they're showing me like you're peeking at something, like you're in a hurry for something to happen or get done. And so you keep peeking at it, like you would lift the oven to look at bread rising, or, you know, you don't want to keep doing that. You got to let the process happen. So they're saying stop poking, stop, just let it happen. Be patient. It's happening.
Okay.
In your life. So stop poking, stop, you know, why is that there? Stop picking, stop poking, stop. Just be patient and wait, and things are happening, and they're happening for you, and you just have to give yourself a little breathing time. So this is a good time for breathing.
Right.
Are you married or with a significant other?
I'm with someone right now, yes.
That's what I felt. And I feel like you toy with, you know, should I stay or should I go? But I'm just telling you, it's just playing. You're just toying. You're going to stay, so you might as well stop toying. Might as well stop that, you know.
But both of us are like that, and there's a lot of things going on. That was what it's calling for. There's misunderstanding and communication or something that has gotten really bad lately, and I don't know how to fix it. And I know that we care about each other, but we're not understanding one another, and it's just getting worse. And I know that there's no reason for it.
Right. I feel like the problem is with communication, as you said, and I think you have to be very clear about what it is that you want. And is he looking to move or make a change? Because he wants to move?
We just moved into a new place today.
Oh, okay. Because I feel like that ranginess, that need to move, that need to... Okay, and there's disorder, reorganization that needs to happen.
Okay, yeah, we just moved in our new place today.
Okay. However it is that you need to do this, tell him he's doing a good job. You know?
Okay.
However it is that you need to do this, tell him he's doing a good job. Validate his existence. Validate the fact that he's stacking boxes nicely, or that he, you are doing great. Thank you for doing that. I was worried about that, and look, you've done it already, you know, or in some way validate that he is doing well, or that you appreciate him.
Right. So you see it working out? We've been together almost 2 years, and going on 2 years, and it just seems like there's just a rough patch right now, and I don't know, it's kind of scary.
I feel like you need to stop picking. I feel like you need to stop picking, no poking. Okay?
Okay.
Because it's like, they were showing me like you kept losing something. You know, how are you doing? Are you growing? Are you doing okay? Okay, knock it off. Let it bake. Let it heal. They're also showing me you picking at a scab. You know, no.
Yeah,
Let it heal. I know the scab is ugly and nobody likes it, but underneath there's new skin growing.
Okay. It's like I have
for
a scab.
Reason,
I literally picked off the scab.
Oh, okay. There you go. For some reason, you need to validate his concern about money. I don't know if he's concerned about, I don't feel like he's concerned about money now. I feel like he's concerned about money later.
Yes.
Like the future money.
Because we've got money right now, so it's not.
I don't feel like
it's
now. I feel like it's later, like it's financial planning. Well, what's going to happen with the money? Whatever. Or how are we going to get the money? I feel like he's got a huge concern about money. And when I say concern, I really mean focus. So maybe he's just very focused on his job, or, you know, it's like for some reason I'm seeing dollar signs. Maybe he just wants to get new furniture. I don't know. He's thinking about money. And I want you to be a team player as far as money is concerned. And when you're talking to him, if he's talking about my money, change it to us, our, and make sure you're showing him you're in it with him, that he's, you know, that you two are together as a partnership as far as money is concerned. And children have to be on the back burner. Children, this is not the right time, and they need to be on the back burner.
Okay, I have two of my own. We don't have any together.
Okay. Okay, because they said children need to be on the back burner.
Okay.
That's what they said. Children need to be on the back burner. So as a mother, children are our number one priority. Make sure that he's a priority as well. Make sure that he is a priority as well.
Okay.
And I feel like he's doing a good job with the children.
Yeah, he loves the children. They're good. He's good with the children. He's really good with them.
Yeah. They told me that he's great with the children. So, hello. Thank you for being an amazing father. And Father's Day is coming up.
I know. I just gave him his Father's Day card early. It's like, here, I can't hold it anymore.
Quit picking at the scab. Quit poking. Quit seeing if is it better. Are we doing better? Stop that. He moved in there with you. You moved in a new place together. Rub his back.
No, we just got in a fight. He left.
He'll be back.
Well, I don't know.
When he comes back, just let him know that it's okay for him to walk away. It's okay in a fight to walk away rather than say something you regret. That's fine. So instead of saying, "Why did you leave me? Where did you go? Hi." You know?
Yeah.
Let's go do something fun. Or however. I'm not trying to minimize what happened. I'm just saying chill a little. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for your advice.
Oh, you are welcome. Thank you. Blessings. Can you call them in and let us know how it's going?
I will. No, I will call back.
Okay. All right.
I will call back and let you guys know. Thank you.
Perfect.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we are almost out of time. Let's see. So we'll do as many as we can. Area code 347.
Hi, Adriana.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name and what's your question?
This is Tanika, and my question is, today is the birthday of the guy, a person that I really still care about from my past, and I wanted to know if you see what's going on with him right now, and if you see anything for us. He's born June 11th.
I think if you did get together, you would have to start over from the beginning again. If you did get together, it would be from the beginning. And I feel like there's somebody else in his life right now. So there may be an opening there, but you would really be starting from scratch.
Do you see us reconnecting?
If you reach out, there's a possibility. I don't know that there's a lot there, but you could try. He is with someone else, but there's an opportunity there.
Do you see him reaching out to me?
Have you already made contact with him?
No.
Oh, we're almost out of time. Oh, this hour goes by so fast.
Okay.
Is he going to reach out? I'm not sure. I feel like you need to be the one who reaches out to him. Is he aware of you? Is he aware that you're single and available?
I feel like
you need to reach out to him. You need to reach out to him. And I would say you're starting from the beginning again. I don't know that it's the best course of action for you to reach out to him again. But if you do, you're starting from scratch. Thank you so much for calling in. And have a blessed day.
I wanted to ask you, I hung out with...
I know the program's ending.
I know. I wanted to ask you about this new guy. All right.
I'm sorry, we're out of time. But you can call into my Sunday show. I have Adriana Psychic Sampler on Sunday on Mystic Connections Radio Network. Thank you, everyone, for joining me, and have a blessed day. Go out and be the angelic people that you are.